Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Arm Yourselves, Already in Progress.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good to have you today. Welcome to the Living Savior Church. Yeah, we had a great week in Baltimore. Yes, we did. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hey, young'un, how you doing, huh? Praise the Lord. Good to see you. Hey, 7 years old. Praise the Lord. That's great. 7 years old, going on 21. Is that right, Franz? Amen. 7 going on 21. We can remember those days. And it's coming time to vote. It's not long till voting time. You only have till the 11th to register. If you've not registered to vote, make sure you get in there as a Christian. If you are a Christian, you need to be registered to vote, and then you need to vote the Word of God. You know, I mean, anybody that says they don't believe in God, you do not vote for them as a Christian. Does that make sense? Well, we have some in Washington right now that's running for government. That first thing that I heard her say when she started the campaign was, I don't want anything to do with God in my platform. So let me tell you, there's only one woman running, so it's not hard to determine who I'm saying, but I would never vote for anybody, male or female, yellow, black, white, brown, I don't care who you are. If you don't believe in Jesus, I ain't going to vote for you. I'm going to vote for somebody. I'm going to ride in somebody or something. Amen. But I'm not going to vote for you unless you are a Christian. Amen. Does that make sense?
Amen.
Okay. So if you're not registered to vote, you need to get registered. And I have just a few of these forms that up here that you can fill out. If you don't have one, you can come by and get you one. And if you need another one, Miss Judy Strickland, she has some more. And she'd be happy to bring you some if you want one. But whatever you do, make sure you're registered to vote. We may not have many of these left until it's all over. I mean, we're coming up on Rosh Hashanah this weekend, Feast of Trumpets. You know, that's a great, 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 awesome thing tonight. Yeah, Feast of Trumpets. That's one of God's feasts. It's going to happen. And of course, I have believed for a long time that Jesus Christ will return to the earth for his church and the rapture during Rosh Hashanah. Now, whether it's this Rosh Hashanah or next Rosh Hashanah, I don't know, and it doesn't really make any difference to me. I have made myself ready by the blood of Jesus, so when he comes, I'm going to get to go. Are you going?
Yes.
Okay, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, when he comes again, he will take you with him. It won't be because of nothing you done. It's all because of what he done. But we just believed what he done. He did it for us. And so isn't that wonderful? To think that he gives us that free. So whatever you do, make sure you get signed up to vote between now and the 11th. And then make sure when the voting time comes, if we do have a voting time, I mean, you know, with everything that's going on in the world today, I don't know what may happen. There's things behind the scenes that's happening that's kind of mind-boggling. I'm not even going to talk about those because it takes too much time, but the world is really in a mess. And we need some good Christian people up there to vote, do we not? And I turned the news on this morning, and I wouldn't want to be in Haiti or Jamaica today. I don't know if you've seen what's going on down there. There is a hurricane that is 150 mile an hour sustained winds with gusts to 185 knots. Now then, do you know what 185 knot wind does to a building? Do you know what it does to people? I mean, it kills them. I mean, you know, it's going to be amazing. I don't know what God's doing, but I know he's judging the world. I don't know with what intensity, but I don't want to be nowhere close to those places. You know, I mean, Wow, just think, to be in Haiti with 150 mile an hour sustained wind. I mean, it's blowing, that'll blow an 18-wheeler over. You wouldn't want to be in that, would you? And then when it gusts up to 185, that's some powerful winds, ladies and gentlemen. So what I have already prayed, but I know there's power when we all agree in prayer. So
amen.
I'm going to pray for those people. Father, in the name of Jesus, for the people down there in that part of the world where these hurricanes are, which I know they're in Haiti and Jamaica, and they're coming to Cuba. So Father, I ask you to be merciful to those people. I know you must get... Well, no, I guess you don't. You don't get tired of us asking for mercy because you sent your son to pay the price for all of us. And Lord, I thank you for being such a mighty God, so merciful. And when we asked, you promised to answer. So we're standing on your word, just like that scripture in John 16, 23 and 24 that Jeff just went over. That's an awesome promise that you give us, and we have that in us, and you give it to us to use for your glory. So according to those scriptures in John 16, 23 and 24, I ask you to lower the wind, lower that damaging wind from 185 even down to 150, down to 100 and even 80 and 90. Slow it down, Lord, where the people and their property will not be, well, they won't be killed and their children won't be killed and their property won't be destroyed. And I praise you and thank you for giving us the privilege to know these promises and to stand on them. And I know that you will do something wonderful for that part of the country down there, and you will save them because we prayed as your children. Now, I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. I think about that scripture. I was thinking, meditating on that scripture, and then Jeff spoke about it, John 16, 23 and 24. I want you to look at this scripture one more time, really. We're going to go over some great and precious promises because we're going to talk about 2 Peter. But I just want us to look at this scripture, John 16, 23 and 24. John 16, 23 and 24. And in that day, that's today he's talking about, in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, or just like Jeff said, truly, truly, I'm speaking to you, I'm telling you a truth that cannot be a lie. Truly, truly, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. And then verse 24, hitherto, or before now, have you asked nothing in my name. But now ask, and you shall receive that your joy may be full. Either we don't know these things, or we don't believe them. 15 years ago, I walked into a hospital in Fort Worth, Cook's Medical Center, and there was a little girl that had been in a car wreck with my granddaughter. And when I walked over to the room and asked the parents, I said, how is she doing? And I looked at her, and her head was scalped off from all across here. It was ripped back to right there. I looked at this little girl. And the doctor walked in about that time, and I said, sir, what is the diagnosis for this little girl? He said, well, sir, she may live. Maybe, but she may not. But if she does, she'll have brain damage. And said, her pelvics are both crushed. He said, the seat belts held on her. But it crushed her pelvis because of the tremendous impact she was in, and said, if she lives, she'll have brain damage, and it'll be 2.5 to 3 months minimum before she can walk again with a walker. And then she'll have to learn how to walk all over again. Now, as the body of Christ, with that promise, we don't have to receive that. Is that true? Does that line up with what the doctor said? Does not, does it? So why in the world is it that we don't believe? Why? Back in those days, I don't know what to say to you. I started to say, I guess that I was just, I don't know whether I was naive enough to believe that God would do what he said, or stupid enough. I don't know which, what it was. But I made a statement that just blew him away. I said, you know, I have John 16, 23, and 24. That's what I told him. I said, I have John 16, 23, and 24 in me. I am a son of God. I believe in Jesus. And I believe he'll do exactly what he said. So I'm going to pray. And you said she's going to have brain damage. I'm going to pray and ask the Lord to not have any brain damage, but have, when her head is repaired, I want it to be perfectly supernaturally normal with no brain damage. I want her to be smarter when she gets through this than she is now.
Amen.
Now, what did you say I could ask for?
Anything.
What's wrong with us? What's wrong with us? I mean, after all, Tony, this just happens to be the King of the universe talking here, right? Only the King of Kings. Well, I know he don't count much, does he? There's not a greater authority nowhere, is there, Tony? No, not a greater authority anywhere on the earth, off the earth, in the cosmos. There ain't nothing more powerful than Jesus Christ. And I think we all really believe that. It's just we hardly ever call on him for anything. So anyway, I told him, I said, you know, I have John 16, 23, and 24. Jesus told me that I could ask for anything, and he would do it. So I said, I believe him. I said, now, Father, in Jesus' name, I see her little head's all ripped open there, but I'm asking you to fix that with no brain damage. What did he say I could ask for?
Anything.
So I said, Lord, thank you that there's no brain damage. You're going to fix that. You said I could ask you anything, did he not? So, Lord, I thank you for fixing her little brain, her little head. It's going to be perfect. There's going to be no damage, and it's going to heal up everything, and there's going to be absolutely no brain damage whatsoever. And then, Father, I said, those little pelvics that they tell me is crushed, that it's going to be 2.5 to 3 months at least minimum before she can even start walking with a walker. I said, I don't receive that. I don't believe that at all. I want her to be supernaturally, her little pelvics, I want them to be so supernaturally healed that everybody that's here will see that only you could have done this miracle.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Arm Yourselves, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.